Thank you, Robin. He's Chatterbox's expert on shrinkflation. Who would have guessed that wagon wheels had shrunk by 12%? Anyway, moving on. With the recent drop in temperatures, one council has come up with an idea to help residents. Free warm packs are being distributed to help residents across Breckland stay comfortable during the colder months. Breckland Council is delivering packs through local community groups as part of its Mindful Towns and Villages programme. No registration or eligibility criteria are required. Each pack includes items such as blankets, insulated cups, slipper socks and soup, while stocks last. Tristan Ashby, the council's executive member for health and communities, said, "We know some of our residents may struggle to stay warm and well during the winter, and the warm packs are just one way we are supporting those in need during the particularly difficult cold and dark months."
A new Christmas album is bringing festive cheer from the heart of Norwich, showcasing the voices of the city's cathedral choir. Lord of the Dance, Christmas Carols from Norwich Cathedral, was released on November the 7th and features 20 traditional and contemporary carols performed by the choir. Recorded in the cathedral's nave in June, the album features the cathedral choir alongside Onyx Brass and former cathedral organist David Dunnett, who retired this summer after 29 years of service. Around 50 choir members took part in the recording, including choristers, lay clerks and choral scholars. Hannah Kellaway, 17, senior girl chorister, said, "Everyone's really enjoyed recording the Christmas album. It was a unique and wonderful opportunity, and it was very interesting to see the work that goes into creating a professional recording." Chorister Max Cotsey, 12, added, "I most enjoyed listening to and working with Onyx Brass, who were amazing. It was interesting seeing the recording technicians in action and learning about sound recording."
Recording Christmas in June. Well, fancy that.
Well, they do say it starts earlier every year.
A county hall scheme where electric car owners apply for licences to run charging cables over footpaths has come under fire because the council pockets money even if it rejects the request. Norfolk County Council's licensing scheme, set up in 2021, has had 40 applicants this year. Of these, 28 were approved and 12 were rejected. But Green councillors have criticised the Conservative authority for the way the scheme is set up, with people having to pay £62.79 to apply, even if a licence is then refused. Graham Plant, the council's cabinet member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, stood by the way the scheme works. He said, "The processing fee is to cover officer time in terms of reviewing each application against the stated criteria, which needs to take place irrespective of whether the decision at the end of this is to grant permission or not."
Upgrade works on ruins at a popular park are due to start following a year-long closure. Contractors Phoenix Build are due to begin repair works on the Grade 2 listed site at Whittlingham Country Park after receiving planning consent. Kate Villalgordo, spokeswoman for the applicant Whittlingham Charitable Trust, said the area had been closed off for nearly a year as it was potentially unsafe. The construction is due to be finished by spring 2026, and the Trust hopes to secure funding in the future to improve accessibility and replace the lintel in the higher section of the ruins. The building was Trouse Newton Hall, the country house of the Priors of Norwich, where Edward III is said to have lodged. Some of the ruins which still stand date back to the 1450s, and this can be dated from the original depressed arch door style. The limestone of the ruins is thought to have been brought over from France as a showcase of wealth.
A piece of street furniture that shines a light on the city's forgotten transport system has apparently disappeared. The unique street lamp on Bank Plain, between the clubs and bars of Prince of Wales Road and the medieval architecture of Elm Hill, has been removed by the council for restoration at a specialist facility. Hidden in plain sight, the lamp was originally installed as part of Norwich's tram system. The column is believed to be around 120 years old. When the tram network was removed, it was converted into a street lamp. With its unique curled details and drooping head, the facility is the last remaining column of this type in Norwich, and possibly the whole of Norfolk. A spokesman for the council said, "We will carry out any necessary remedial works, repaint the column before reinstating it in its current location." Norwich tramway system opened on Monday, the 30th of June 1900. The initial 15-mile network was later expanded into the suburbs, providing 17.5 miles of connections. The final tram ended its journey on Tuesday, December the 10th, 1935.
County hall leaders fear Norfolk could miss out on cash for vital public services because of a review by the government of how it gives money to councils. Kay Mason Billig, Conservative leader of Norfolk County Council, said she feared the government's fair funding review might see money directed from rural areas to urban areas. The government says the funding formulae which determines how much councils get needs updating, but there are concerns the new system will mean shire councils like Norfolk could see a real terms decrease in funding unless they increase council tax by the maximum amount. At a recent meeting of the council's cabinet, Mrs. Mason Billig said, "Coming up on the horizon is the funding review. There is a concern that this will move even more money away from shire counties such as ourselves into metropolitan areas rather than the other way around. The Ministry for Housing, Communities and Local Government has said the way councils are currently funded is outdated, has left communities behind and has damaged local services."
Well, we have now reached the end of part one. John and Marianne will follow on with part two, with more news, another feature, and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.